Don't forget his name's Fred Gaskin. Afternoon Delight, Village Vice. I'm about to see the light. Is half three hearts. The baseball game is about to start. Nope, there's a 6-hour rain delay. Albernator, birds and gators. Panama Canal has got a savior. Zach hates Matt, Big Ben Brad. I just took you to Pound Town with a slap.
All right, let's get this thing going. It's the Barncast Live, Sunday night live, like just like we do every single week. It's Kyle Rush. It's Daryl Daprich. And let's just bask in the trumpets for a second. Never gets old. Never gets old. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We got recruiting to talk about. Could potentially have a Dap rant on board as well. But overall, want to just get it kicked off. Dap, my man, how are things going? And how excited are you for another potentially epic recruiting week?
I'm very excited. Every week, it just seems like there's someone else to track, someone else to add. Isn't it great to feel like it's expected and not, you know, there's an anticipation, but then it's expected. So it's not like, oh, wow, a surprise or much
we
drama.
Could. You know, it's not like, oh, man, we're in the conversation.
Exactly. It's like expected. And it, even though it's what you think's going to happen, it's still glorious when it does happen. So I love it.
And it doesn't get old, even though we're at 24 commits right now. Everyone feels like the first.
Well, because it came – because remember where we were in May.
Exactly.
And so you have to
– which wasn't long ago. That was like 50 days ago.
It's not long ago. So it becomes – you appreciate it, and it becomes that much more special when you don't take it for granted.
No.
And you 100%. Realize, you know, because it flipped so quickly that you're just basking in it. It's awesome.
I see Jacob J. in the chat. Jacob J., you don't have a ton of time, but I got a challenge for you. I need a Dap rant intro graphic. Or intro, not a graphic. I need a Dap rant intro video. So something similar to this good one. This one's great too. We need that Dap rant incoming or something.
That was
like
at the Final Four.
That was awesome.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's gonna be later. Right now we're not ranting, we're having fun. And this week could be really fun. Just like I said, you got three big commitments scheduled for Wednesday. And Auburn is a finalist for all three guys. And at least two of the three, it kind of feels like at least at some point in time, Auburn has led or leads currently, you know, and so on and so forth. So let's go one by one.
Okay.
And talk through them, and then we'll talk about, you know, if Auburn gets one out of three, two out of three, all three, what this could be like. So start off, the most recent one that started to get predictions to kind of start rolling in for Auburn is MJ Evans out of Spain Park. And Dap, I don't know if you saw this, but apparently when guys go on their official visits to Florida, they do an official height and weight for all of them. Mm-hmm. Did you see –
yes.
What Marquise Evans, MJ Evans, weighed in at the Florida official, like a Florida OV?
Did I see 240?
No, 260.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
6'4.5", I believe, 260 pounds.
And this is an edge.
Listed as an edge. But yeah, that, I mean, much, much bigger, thicker than I expected him to be from seeing that. But he has gotten at least, I think, two predictions to Auburn so far. Mm-hmm. And he moved. Remember, there was that whole Eagle Science thing last week.
Right.
Last week, or was it over the weekend? Was it Friday night or Saturday?
It was Friday night.
Friday night, you got the Eagle. Everybody's speculating. Kind of feels like it's going to be MJ Evans. Just give me your thoughts on MJ, Spain Park, all that good stuff.
I feel like Auburn's got really good edges in this class. And of course, you take another one. But hearing that he's 260 really gets me excited because he could move to outside defensive end. He doesn't need to play edge with that size. So he could play where Keldrick Falk played, that position, right, with that size. I mean, you could even put 5-10 more pounds on him at 6'4.5", get him on a really, really heavy weight program, and he is a prototypical defensive end, not an edge. So meaning he could obviously stop the play the run effectively, still get after the quarterback, still be a run stuffer, hole stopper, push the pile back towards the quarterback instead of coming from the edge a little bit out wider. I love this. And the versatility of this and getting him adds another defensive lineman to your class. Not an interior defensive lineman, but a guy that's more of a traditional defensive lineman.
Yeah, I mean, Keldrick, his last year, he was like, what, 6'4.5", 6'5", like 270, 280 pounds.
Exactly. So,
and
exactly.
He would slide inside and be a force in the middle when we needed it as well. Dap, I wonder if he's listed as an edge, but I wonder what he's being sold as. Like, where does the staff want him? Because think about it. You've already gotten two edges that are really more prototypically an edge body, like the 6'3", 230-ish, 240-ish.
Now go back and ask how many defensive ends – we've recruited in this class, and
none.
It's not none. So to me, the writing's on the wall that they're like, look, this is where we want you to play. And you're our number one guy at this target. You are the dude to play defensive end where, oh, by the way, let me show you film on Keldrick Falk.
Yeah.
That's how Auburn can sell this.
And one thing about Keldrick Falk, and this is not like a mega, I'm not saying anything like super negative about him, but if there's anything about his game that you might say he could have been a little bit better in, would be rushing the passer. So could this guy be, I'm not saying Keldrick Falk-esque, but could he be, you know, one of those bigger ends and give you a little bit more, you know, pass rushing ability from that strong side? Zach, what do you think? Welcome.
Are we talking about MJ?
Yes.
And we're talking about him on his official visit to Florida, weighing in at measuring in at 6'4.5", 262 pounds, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And could that preface or almost crystal ball him to maybe moving to a strong side, to a defensive end position like Falk played?
Yeah, I feel like that's what we've been talking about pretty consistently. Clearly, like looking at his junior tape film, like he's got a frame that you can add more weight to. In fact, one of the bullet points on his 247 scouting thing is like could develop into an interior player.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I mean, this is a guy that they think is going to pack on some more weight. I don't think it makes sense for us to add him as an interior player. So I'm with you guys. Yeah, put him as a strong side end. That is something we don't have in this class. You could turn James Pace into that. I don't think I want to. I think I want him as a rush end, but yeah, I mean that's something that Auburn doesn't have a clear answer for the future on. Yeah, so that'd make a ton of sense.
One thing that I think there's a couple of guys that this fits for, but we're going to talk about specifically for MJ Evans. When you're looking at his Rivals industry average ranking, and Rivals is behind on a couple of guys that we have so far that are committed, but Rivals is the lowest, I think, site of the two. And the other two sites, I think, have had updates that bumped his ranking up. So it feels like that's coming for Rivals as well very, very soon. And you could say the same thing about Ryan Jackson, James Pace, and Deshaun Hall. So currently, what is his overall ranking as far as like national number on Rivals so far? Do you have that pulled up, Zach?
No, I don't have a Rivals account. Is that free?
Yeah, it's he's the number 346th overall player. Okay, he's a high four star on 247, and as soon as you know Rivals updates theirs, like he could go even higher. So when you're talking about those class rankings and things like that, like he's ready to take a big jump in ranking.
He is. And you wonder what if that changes? What if he gets listed on some of these sites as instead of an edge and they just put DL next to his name? How could that affect his rankings?
Because to me,
don't you feel like edge is a little more sexy, a little more coveted? They're kind of like a harder ranking to get that fifth star, that fourth star. It seems to me that the criteria for an edge is a little bit more polished and a little bit more unforgiving than it is just to put defensive linemen next to your name.
No, DL could be a bunch of different.
Like exactly. So maybe
different positions depending on what you do.
Yeah. So maybe he moves up a little bit if they just put that next to him.
I also wonder if edge is just literally any defensive end. Do they just call? Because I don't think they have like a.
Well, MJ Evans used to be an edge on 247. They changed it to DL.
It says DL on
247. It says DL now?
Yeah.
Oh, it says edge on Rivals.
So that answers my question.
I feel like I'm pretty confident because I pretty much only use 247. So I don't know why I would think that. So yeah, I'm pretty sure it used to be edge on 247. And now it says DL.
That's awesome.
I also think that could hurt how you rank a kid.
I think that would hurt
him because it's like it's not entirely clear what he is. I know I want it on Auburn's roster, but like, how can you like shoot him up the rankings if you're not positive what he is?
That's a good point.
That's a great point.
The same thing about James Branch. Well, like, I'm not sold he's a safety.
You know why? What you're saying is a couple years ago, this is coming back to me now. We had Granger Shook, Pike Rhodes coach, gave us some notes and some comments and some facts on Malik Blockton. And he told me that Blockton was underrated and wasn't ranked as high as he should have been because he played three positions along the defensive line.
Interesting.
In high school. And he felt like if he would have specialized in something, he probably would have been ranked higher.
Well, it's also kind of like a guard versus a tackle. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it's easier for a tackle to get the higher ratings than it would be for, you know, an interior guy. So does changing him from an edge. Go ahead.
Well, and some positions impact the game more than others. A good edge impacts the game more than a defensive lineman in a lot of situations. You know, an offensive tackle impacts the game more than an offensive guard. So I think those positions are more worthy of that fifth star. If they're, you know, a fringe 3-4 star guy, you know, bump them up to a 4 star. I think they're worthy of it.
Yeah, I'm with you. So it feels like that one's going to be Auburn. Like of the three that are committing on Wednesday, that one feels like it's the most likely to end up at Auburn. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, I think it's very fair, very accurate.
So the next guy committing on – anything else you want to say on MJ, Zach? Anything else?
Did y'all talk about the bat signal Friday night?
Yeah, we did. We talked about the eagle science.
Y'all think it's MJ?
Yes.
Feels that way unless you have a difference of opinion.
No. I mean, Von Trell reposting it
pretty kind much of narrows solid. It down to
– like, I don't think it's Carlos – because he's announcing on the 18th, and I think he's going to milk that for as long as he can. So,
my man's using eagle science just like it's supposed to be used. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then over the weekend, you know, one of the more, like, quiet recruits says, yeah, all right, I'm announcing on the 1st. They could be totally separate and unrelated, but I don't know.
When you say it's quiet, it's so funny. There's no pictures of him. like online.
No, there's pictures of them, but apparently someone in the chat saying it's Campos that it's showing. It's like it's a Singleton situation. It's the wrong picture.
Well, but when you search him, there's like no, he doesn't have an Instagram profile. He doesn't post a lot. His Twitter, he doesn't post a lot. So like there, I don't even guess he's
putting his, I think even his like OV pictures were like blurry. They did that like blur effect.
Is he in witness protection? I mean, what's the,
I don't know.
I'm not right on that.
You might be. I don't think he posted. I haven't seen him. I don't think I've seen him.
Yeah, anyway. I had a hard time finding a picture to like use for him.
Exactly.
For graphics. I'm sure that's what you're talking about too. Like for a thumbnail or whatever. Like I think I actually used Goalish for it.
So yeah. So that one feels good. Moving on, you got Tay Walden Jr., who if Auburn were to land him, I think he's our best player in the whole class. He is set to announce on Wednesday as well. And, Zach, some people believe, and I think you may be one of them, that Tay was in the original seven Eagles.
I do believe that. I do believe that. Can I be honest about this one, guys? Do y'all mind? Yeah. Do y'all mind?
Open up, baby. Let it flow.
This one I go to bed thinking about Tay Walden Jr.
I woke
up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and, my kid needed something. And I'm laying back down and I'm like, man, Tay Walden Jr. announced on July 1st. I'm like drinking my coffee in the morning. I'm like, I wonder if Tay Walden Jr. is drinking coffee right now.
What time zone is he in? Do you think, is Tay drinking coffee right now?
Gosh.
He's good.
Guys, I'm going to be devastated if he goes somewhere else.
I know.
He's so good.
He really is. And I've kind of flip-flopped on this. I don't want to ever with this staff. I just feel like this staff is fully capable of pulling off that last-minute surprise. Because if you'd asked me 2 weeks ago, I thought he was coming to Auburn. Now, we're hearing that Oregon is coming in late and doing Phil Knight type things.
I don't think we're losing this one, guys.
So
I'm with you, Dap.
I think that let Phil Knight do what he needs to do and all that. But I think at the last minute, in the last hour, we're going to pull off the sneaky weeky and get him.
It could very well happen. It's happened multiple times already this class. I will say Oregon is a tall mountain to climb, it seems like, when they sink their hooks in.
Like offered, right, a couple years ago. Auburn was not going to lose him. Remember, Hugh Freeze.
Has Naeem Offord been good?
I don't even
know. Last year was his first year, I think. Right? Or has he been there 2 years? Or is this going to be his second year?
I thought it was going to be his third year.
Look at that. Anyway, y'all keep going. Keep going.
Yeah, I think this might be his second. But I just – this staff is a little bit different than – I don't know. And it comes out of nowhere. They're so good at cloak and dagger stuff. There are some that are really obvious, but just think about how we pulled, Von Brandt late and some of these that we did not expect. And they just kind of came out of nowhere.
I mean, we like this coaching staff went into Morgantown in the middle of the night and said, no, that running back is ours now.
Yeah, exactly. And then same with,
I like the way you describe that.
Who was the other
2024 class?
Who was the? There was another surprise.
He's going into his second year.
No, he'd be going into his
third year.
Third year, you're right.
No. He enrolled in December of 2024, which would have been the 2025 class.
Oh, what did he do last year?
He had like 8 tackles or something like that. Like he didn't play a bunch, I don't think. Based off of what I've seen. Anyway, keep going. I keep it interrupting.
Yeah, I know. I just think that, again, this is one that I trust the original Eagle science on this.
There are a lot of people that say that he gets caught up a lot in a lot of the visits he's gone. And I think one of the jokes was there's been a different leader at all 5 of his official visits.
Yeah.
But it does –
it does seem like he's impressionable, and I do worry about that from like a flip standpoint. If he does commit to us, I'm concerned about that.
Am I wrong in saying that it's been really quiet since he left Auburn, like as far as like Auburn chatter, which doesn't have to mean a bad thing, but it's like there just ain't been a lot of Tay Walden chatter at all since he left his Auburn visit.
Oh, I don't know if I agree with that. You think are you talking about like from media or from like actual people? Like people involved.
So maybe media, maybe both.
I'm with you, but like talking to people that are like in it, like Auburn people, that's the name I hear. Him and Carlos, like I can't have a conversation without them talking about Tay Walden and Carlos May.
Well, that's
which
fair.
Makes me feel good.
Yeah, that does. That makes me feel a lot better because I just we haven't fared well so far against Dan Lanning, and there's the whole story about that I've told where it was with Naeem Offord that someone was at the golf course and saw Hugh Freeze there, and Hugh Freeze was on the phone, and he gets off the phone and he said, I was just talking with Dan Lanning, and Dan called me to say, Hugh, I'm just letting you know this. Mr. Phil told me if I wanted somebody, do whatever it takes to get him, and I'm just letting you know I want Naeem Offord.
Here's how I would counter that if I was Golish, because he is the Russian assassin. I would call Dan Lanning and say, hey, I just got off the phone with Timmy Cook. If you don't believe me, go check out the picture we took together in Cupertino, California. And Timmy told me if I want somebody, go get him.
Yeah.
There's a new sheriff. That's how I would play that.
Let's go. Didn't Tim Cook step? Doesn't he not work for Apple anymore?
He still has pull.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't have any money now.
Yeah, he has bank. Yeah. I don't. Maybe that's looking to, you know, that's what happens when you get out. You're like looking to be philanthropic, right?
Yeah.
I think Golish could call Lanning and be like, look, there's this Auburn media member that thinks about Tay Walden when he drinks his coffee in the morning, and I just can't let him down.
Can't let him down. I've been on his show, and I cannot let him down.
That's what right. What if when they let's just fast forward a little bit. We're in the future.
What if Ella Langley wants Tay Walden to come to Auburn?
What if Tay Walden introduced Ella Langley and Neville?
Who is Ella Langley?
What if Tay Walden's an Ella fella? What?
Langley?
She is the one of the most famous rising
in the country podcast,
music
right?
Country what? Music. And she
sold out Neville Arena in like 37 seconds.
Yeah, she's almost Taylor Swift-esque to people.
She's
now.
Not almost Taylor Swift-esque if I've never heard of her.
Well, bro, I'm just telling you, bro, in the country music world, she is it right now.
Yeah.
And she's done an Auburn football. Did
she's
a
big
promo.
Auburn
football did a promo with her saying War Eagle, y'all. They just released one
four days ago.
Yeah, she was at the A&M game with a Bo Jackson jersey on. Exactly. And she might be
right.
A
What's her biggest on. Song?
Is this
she
a
might,
bit?
Choosing Texas. And she might
That's
be
her tour name, I think.
She might be a Barn and Locked On Auburn fan. So we got to be careful if she's a big Auburn.
I think she's a sub. I think she's a premium member.
There you go.
Being honest.
Get her a Barn shirt to wear in concert. Let's go.
So you're saying you're not? Is this a bit, Zach? Is this one of those bits you do where you pretend not to know something? He's looking her up right now.
This girl doesn't look familiar at all to me.
This is the best one ever. And people will probably think this is a bit, and it's not.
I think people who watch this know I live under a rock. So.
No, and I'll be honest though, full transparency. I've got to come clean. I didn't know who she was till about 2 months ago. My wife let me hear her song on the way, and I'm like, and she's like, she's from Hope Hall. She's right from near Montgomery,
right by the Stuckies, right behind the Stuckies.
Yeah, there's
Hope
a
Hall.
Lot of people that I know.
I've heard
that
this song before. I have
know
heard
her. Yeah, she's played at these clubs at the lake and around Wetumpka and Montgomery and all. I mean, she is like from here, That's from funny. Our area. Yeah.
What were we talking about before this?
I just think that she needs to put
Ella
in.
Langley's, yeah, yeah.
He needs
she's
going to
land Tay Walden. That's what it is.
Easy.
Well, you know what I mean. Okay, so y'all are very confident on Tay Walden. I'm not so much.
So I'm confident because I don't know what I'm going to do if he doesn't come to Auburn. So that's where I'm at.
No, that's fair. I've been there before.
I think he could be Travis Hunter good.
Yeah. That's the comp you made, which is insane.
Now, I think Travis Hunter, you know, won the Heisman because of marketing and hype. Like, I don't know if he really deserved to win the Heisman. I think it was cool for the sport. I'm not saying that. I think there's a lot of other factors, Deion and all that. But as far as like impacting a game, I think he could be huge.
That's another banger from Jacob
J. That's probably true, Jacob J. That's probably true. I've heard that song before, Choose in Texas. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I don't even know where to go from here. I guess we'll talk about Joshua Dobson. So let's talk about Joshua Dobson.
And that's,
We're not getting Joshua Dobson.
That may be the end of the conversation right there. He put us in his top five.
But haven't you heard? I don't even think we ever felt like we were had a shot or reaching out or talking to him anymore.
Yeah, I think we had pretty much knew that ship had sailed.
Yeah, we connected the dots. And so it's just funny when people put you in the top five and it's radio silence. But
I got a weird minute. What's funny?
When you're this close to announcing, top five is to – you do top five when you do official visits.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I mean, that's pretty obvious because that's the top five of guys that you go visit. Exactly.
Right.
All right. So let me ask you this.
I'm sorry, Kyle. Did y'all talk about Nico Campus at all?
Not yet.
No.
I didn't really plan on it because it feels like he's going to Tennessee. But
okay.
Is he committing on Wednesday too?
Don't know. Don't know when he's committing.
No, we have not. I have not talked about him.
Okay. We don't have to. I'll just ask.
So let's say Auburn lands one out of the two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one out of the three. Do you feel like that's a successful week? Do you feel like that left? Are you devastated? What's that?
Who were the three?
The three that announced on Wednesday. Who's that Auburn's going to be in the finalists? Joshua
Dobson.
And Auburn's a finalist for Dobson. Okay, I'm saying, but if you land one out of the three, you land one out of the three, is that a – how do you feel about the week?
That would mean we don't get Tay Walton, so I would hate everything.
I knew that was probably coming.
I'd be okay. I'd feel like okay with it. More momentum, another player, probably somebody that's going to be – you know, at the end of the day, rated higher. But I would be a little bit disappointed that we didn't get Tay Walden.
What if you get two of them, which would be Tay Walden and MJ Evans, can you, has there been a better week? Like, could you think of a better week that we've had so far? There was the one where you had a bunch, five or six commits in a week, but were any of them all as highly rated as these guys would be? I don't know the answer to that.
So here's the thing: if you get MJ and Tay Walden, that week would be better than any other week because you got Tay Walden.
Fair enough.
Birthday.
That's what I was going to say.
Before Tay Walden announces, and that's all I want. I want to eat sushi Tuesday night.
Mm.
And then drink coffee Wednesday morning and think, Tay Walden's coming home today. That's all I want. That's it.
Well,
does he know that? Should I message him and let him know that you want that?
It can't hurt. Send him this whole thing. Put out the Ella Langley part.
What if he's an Ella Langley fan? I mean, that may be the
point. I'm saying cut it out.
Yeah.
It's a good part.
That's a wrap on that. I think Zach just succinctly put a big old red bow on it.
All right. I want to switch gears and talk about something else really quick before we get out of here, because I think this could lead to a DAP rant. And let's see if this works. Let's just try this really quick.
You want to know what really grinds my gears? I'm going to tell you.
There we go.
That's pretty good. Mean. I got to hop off, guys. I love you so buddy. Much.
All right. We'll see you, dude.
Tay Walden forever.
Tay Walden for life. So
that guy's scary. I mean, that guy's scary. Yeah.
There was another one. Let me see if the other one works too. And then we can vote on which one we keep.
I'm wearing the right shirt for a DAP rant. That wasn't planned.
Yeah, hold on. This one's coming in. So this is going to be around Narcisse and Goy.
You want to know what really grinds my gears? I'm going to tell you.
I like the other one better, the first one better. So Narcisse and Goy, he gets drafted unbeknownst, I guess, to him until it actually happened. But it's a new term, I guess a new term, draft and stash. And yeah. I think it's the first time ever that a player has chosen to go to college after one of these things actually happened. Or maybe it's the first time it's ever happened. I don't know. I get mixed signs over, you know, is it the first – you tell me, is it the first time this has ever happened, or is it the first time ever this happened and someone's chosen to go to college?
I think it's the first time this has happened and someone's chose to go to college. And therein lies my rant and my anger towards something. First of all, go ahead.
We're going to talk. Dap's got a lot of emotions he wants to unload right now. And I think all of it's warranted. And it may not be directed at who you think it's directed in. So right now, it's time for a Dap rant.
You want to know what really grinds my gears? I'm going to tell you.
Tell us, Dap.
So, first of all, my son is he works in athletics at a university. He's an NBA basketball savant. So he tipped me off on this draft and stash kind of thing and showed me a picture. The Hawks drafting him, but, you know, like in the NBA, it's confusing. So Narcisse, I think I'm pronouncing that right, he gets picked and gets immediately traded to the Clippers in a draft and stash. And I don't know, and predictably, some of the Auburn fans that eat their own, that are extremely pious, start the narrative, I don't like this. We're no better than Alabama with the Bediako situation. So here's where I'm going to go with this, and this is what really tees me off. Look, I don't know if it's because I'm in this inner circle, and it happens in other fan bases, but we're too close to realize that maybe other fan bases do this too. But Auburn is number one in the country for being pious and eating their own when it comes to stuff. Georgia can go 153 miles an hour on the speedway, you know, on the interstate in a car, and Georgia fans are like, did he have a seatbelt on? Ole Miss can do things. No one got hurt. Lane can be Lane and do all kind of stuff and have all kind of, you know, LSU. I mean, you could just – the list, Alabama, the list. They protect and defend. Now, I'm not saying – that you should go 100% the other way. I do believe that the Auburn Creed means something, but I don't think that it should be your Bible and the be-all and end-all of everything and act like you're pious. And the creeders on certain stuff, it drives me crazy about how they eat their own. And it's like, you know, we're too good for that. No, we're not. Okay, let me explain something to you. If you don't get in the game and start playing by the rules that everybody else plays by, you lose and you look like an idiot, and that's why you have six losing seasons in a row. Okay,
you tote that L, baby.
You tote that L. There are three things that make this completely different. So even if it was the same, the normal voices, the normal suspects come out. But please be educated before you speak. There are three things that make this nothing like the Bediako situation. So stay in your lane, be quiet, and enjoy the ride. Number one, Bediako put his name in the draft willingly and voluntarily. Narcisse didn't. It was just like an automatic eligibility thing where he got entered into the draft, or he's draft eligible.
Let me add to that. Not only did he put it into the draft, he left it in the draft beyond – the date that you have to take yourself out to be eligible for the next season. So he put his name in the draft, Bediako, and then didn't take his name out of the draft. He stayed in there, which has been like for a millennia now, what considers you no longer a amateur athlete. Like, you're done, basically. All right, keep going.
Exactly. Basketball. Second thing is, last time I checked, he didn't sign.
No, he didn't.
So for those upset that I'm taking this stance, again, I'm going to repeat it. I don't care what it looks like. I'm going to sleep 8 hours tonight. It doesn't bother me what you think. in the comment. It doesn't bother. I'm speaking truth. It's nothing like the Bediako thing. So stop it. It hurts Auburn when you're misinformed and say things like this, and it makes and you eat your own. He did not sign with the Clippers. It's draft and stash, not draft, sign and stash. Okay. Yeah. He hasn't signed. Bediako signed.
Three times. Last time
I checked, he hasn't played a minute in the G League. Has he? Did I miss that? Maybe I missed that with the sanctimonious stuff that's going around. I might have missed that already. No, he hasn't played in the G League. Okay. So this is nothing like – now, we can make the argument, if you want, that guys that play professionally in Europe shouldn't be eligible to play college athletics. That's a whole different argument for a whole other day. But this is not the same situation as Bediako. Either is Mantas. Okay? So stop with this nonsense and this narrative that Auburn's no different. And I don't like this. If it was against the rules, Auburn wouldn't do it. And that's why they did due diligence on it. That's why it's taken a little bit of time to get him over here, period.
This is an image of – this was when Narcisse got drafted the other – you know, last week. Me? You talking about me? Have you seen this meme right here? Have you ever seen it?
That's hilarious.
Exactly what it was. It's like, wait a minute. I got drafted? I didn't even, like, sign up for this. Like, I didn't even put my name in the hat. No, Dad, what's funny is this is the people that it is. This is the people. It's the ones that went so hard on Bediako on social media, and now they're like, dadgummit, now they're going to come after me, and I don't want to get, you know, I don't want anybody to hurt my feelings on social media. That's honestly, like, what I'm seeing. It's like the most people are like, oh, man, I went so hard on Bediako, and now I don't understand the details of this situation enough to know that they're not comparable on any level. There is no comparison on any single level that you can draw a parallel.
No, period. They're not. And so that's my point. That's my problem. That's my anger in this, is that jumping to conclusions and eating your own and going after, you know, the Auburn coaches and all that for doing this and saying, I don't like this. And this is, it's not the same. So not is it detrimental, it's false. It's a false narrative. I'm going to divert something that I typically don't do. Just to answer Jane real quick there, I did know that Ella Langley went to Auburn.
I think we mentioned that, did we not?
I said she was an Auburn fan. I never mentioned she went to Auburn, but I did know that. But I did want to put the emphasis on where she was from, because it's 15, 20 minutes down the road where I'm from. So that's why I focused on the Montgomery thing. But yes, she went to Auburn. That's why she's an Auburn fan, and went there for a couple years, but was at that Texas A&M game and is part of an Auburn football video.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I want to kind of get away from the DAP rant for a second.
I'm done. I feel better.
Spectacular, by the way. Thank you. But I want to ask you this. Mm-hmm. What were your expectations for Ngoy prior to this? Like, what did you really think Auburn was getting?
A starting five.
Okay. I felt the same way, but like, what kind of starting five?
Double digits in like a 8 to 9 point a game guy, 4 or 5 blocks and close to double digit rebounds.
Okay.
Not an offensive machine, but a physical rebounding defensive presence that would pitch in 9 to 10 points a game, a little bit more upside than maybe Dylan Cardwell offensively.
So now that he's one of the – how many draft picks are there? How many draft picks are there?
Well, you go – I think they only go 2 rounds.
Yeah, so I mean, what I'm saying is, like, are your expectations for him the same now that he was actually drafted in the NBA draft?
No, a little bit higher.
Mine are through the roof.
Yeah, I don't know about – well, I just know that, like, when I heard some of the draft scouting reports in this draft and stash era and what they think he could project, if they're projecting him at a certain level at the NBA, then yes, my expectations for him at Auburn just went up a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Based upon that. You see what I'm saying? Like, maybe now he can average 12 a game. Give me 12, 8, and
double,
4,
double,
right?
Baby. I'm thinking double. Averaging a double-double.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's changed for me. It's You know, Mantis, by the way, averaged 9 minutes a game in the G League for the Golden State Warriors. Did you know that?
Was it Summer League or G League?
Maybe it was Summer League. Sorry, not G League. Summer League. But yeah. 9 minutes a game, not 9 points a game. He averaged 9 minutes a game, which right. means – and he's also 24. So, I mean, he's, you know, he's played a little bit more, a little bit longer, a little more mature. So my expectations for him were higher based upon that.
Right.
And so – yeah, I mean, starting five, and then this Bucky kid I heard can step out and play the three or the four.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's 7 foot.
I mean, it's
crazy.
That front line could be really, really special as far as rebounding, versatility, defensive swats, and shot blocking. You know, that kind of thing. And I said the G League by mistake. I meant Summer League.
You're
the DAP rant got me shook a little bit. but yeah, I think that my expectations are higher for him, and they're also higher for Mantis now than I first heard. He committed to all from May until now. My expectations for him are a little bit greater too.
No doubt about it. And I see somebody asking about his eligibility, and I know their whole five for five thing seems to be, you know, the biggest concern there with him, but I don't think Auburn announces his signing if they don't fit. Cause like, I don't think
he fits under the 24-year-old thing. That's where he fits under.
Yeah. He's the last of his kind.
He's the last. He is like, he's like when I was living in Tucson, Arizona, the drinking age until 1985 was 19 years old.
Wow.
And so they grandfathered a bunch of people in before it turned to 21. So that's the similar thing that I would like to say.
No doubt. No doubt about it. I feel like my expectations have gone through the roof now for him. So I'm like full on hurt me. Like let's just break my heart because I feel like it's going to be an average double double with a guy that's got drafted an NBA team threw a pick away on a guy that didn't even sign up for the draft.
That goes to show you, and those picks when you're talking about two rounds are gold.
60 total picks.
60 total picks, and so that's how high they think of him. For future projection, that they're willing to get a guy and give a pickup that's not going to help them next year, but probably the year after. That's how highly they thought of him.
It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. I got one more super chat I want to get to. This was from earlier. Alex Golish has Auburn fans refreshing for commitments the way they've been hitting repeat on Ella Langley all summer. Still fascinated. But not surprised that Zach did not know at the moment. Like
that is going to be that launched 1,000 memes right there.
Yeah,
yeah.
He just got his week totally set up, like just super easy. Like I got to text Brad Law right now and be like, "Brad, here's your material for the week." Zach doesn't know who Ella Langley is. Have a great week. Like it's
Andy Burcham retweeted the concert announcement posted it on Facebook. That's how all in he was. Yeah.
That's amazing. All right. We're going to get out of here. Dat, man, it's always great to have you here. Fun. Appreciate it. Sunday nights are a mainstay here. And thank you also, guys, for tuning in, the videos, the comments, everything. We're going to be back all week. You know where to find Dap. You know where to find me. We're out of here.